Unit 2.
Altitude. The plane began to climb to altitude.
Amateur. 1. My father is an amateur in table tennis. 2. The failure made the expert look like an amateur. 1. He is a member of an amateur orchestra. 2. An information blockade is an amateur attempt at manipulating public opinion.
Amaze. I am amazed that he should get the post.
Amazing. It's amazing that so many people come to these meetings.
Ambassador. 1. She was appointed the British ambassador to France. 2. Travelers abroad should be ambassadors of goodwill and friendship.
Ambiguous. He just gave an ambiguous answer.
Ambiguity. Answer me without ambiguities.
Ambition. 1. His political ambitions still burn. 2. Her ambition was to become a world champion.
Ambitious. She is politically ambitious.
Amend. 1. Did Grandma amend her will before her death? 2. He is determined to amend his ways.
Amendment. The Constitution of the United States has over 20 amendments.
Amiable. We have a very amiable companionship.
Amid. The government collapsed amid budget quarrels.
Amount. 1. What is the amount of my bill? 2. I saw a fair amount of her. 1. Amount 2. Building costs amount to $6 million. 2. Amount 2. All his fine words amount to nothing.
Ample. 1. There is ample reason to be optimistic about it. 2. There is an ample lawn behind the villa.
Amplify. An amplifier is used to amplify a sound.
Amuse. 1. The clown at the circus amused the children. 2. He plays the piano only because it amuses him.
Amusement. 1. He plays the piano only for his own amusement. 2. What are your favorite winter amusements?
Analog. Munich was the nearest analog to what was happening then.
Analogous. Sleep is analogous to death.
Analogy. 1. I see no analogy between your problem and mine. 2. Deductions based on analogy are frequently open to doubt.
Analyze. I've just read a report analyzing the current situation in Iraq.
Analysis. Each chapter of the book is an analysis of a well-known painting.
Analytic. Analytical. The methods of science are analytical.
Ancestor. His ancestors came to America on the Mayflower.
Anchor. 1. The anchor catches. 2. Letters from home were an anchor to him when he worked abroad. 1. Can you anchor the boat in this storm? 2. Some 60 banks have anchored here in the past 4 years.
Ancient. He is fascinated by the history of ancient Rome.
Anecdote. He likes to tell amusing anecdotes about others.
Anecdotal. The book is very readable and pleasantly anecdotal.
Anguish. 1. His whole frame quivered with anguish as one kick followed another. 2. She was in anguish over her missing child. 1. Her husband's death anguished her deeply. 2. His heart anguished within him when he heard the startling news.
Anguished. His face looked genuinely anguished.
Anniversary. China celebrated the 60th anniversary of its victory of the anti-Japanese war.
Announce. It is officially announced that he will not run for re-election. 2. The loudspeaker announced each airplane as it landed at the airport.
Announcement. 1. The announcement of their engagement surprised everyone. 2. He placed an announcement in the newspapers.
Annoy. 1. She was annoyed at his light-hearted attitude. 2. The picnickers were annoyed by the bees.
Annoyance. 1. Much to our annoyance, he failed to keep his appointment. 2. In his later years, he changed from a slight annoyance into an eagerly awaited visitor.
Annoying. The annoying thing about it is that none of us understands how to use the instrument.
Annual. 1. He submitted an annual report to his superior. 2. An annual celebration is held on the National Day. 3. The average annual rainfall here is 1,353 millimeters. 1. He is responsible for the college annual. 2. How did your physical go? Didn't you take your annual yesterday?
Anonymous. 1. He received an anonymous letter. 2. He changed into the anonymous costume of grey cotton work pants.
Answer. 1. Please answer me. Please answer my question. 2. This power station, no bigger than a family house, could answer the need for electricity in many developing countries. 3. Answer 2. Answer 4. He must answer to his employer for the money entrusted to his care. 4. Answer 2. An enlisted man answers to your description. 1. The speaker put a question to the listeners who made no answer. 2. To him, the money was the answer to everything.
Answerable. 1. The club treasurer is held answerable to the club for the money given to him. 2. This is a question easily answerable.
Anticipate. 1. The directors anticipated a fall in demand. 2. A good football player anticipates his opponent's moves. 3. Our service comes from the heart and anticipates your every need. 4. He anticipated his next month's salary.
Anticipation. 1. The result surpassed the highest anticipations of the designer. 2. He is a tennis player with superb anticipation.
Anxiety. 1. There was much anxiety about the future of these theatres. 2. The teacher praised him for for his anxiety for knowledge.
Anxious. 1. Anxious about. Anxious at. Her parents were anxious about her health. 2. Anxious for. We were anxious for news of your safe arrival.
Apart. 1. Such cheap clothes come apart after a few washings. 2. Our birthdays are 3 days apart. 3. The aged man lives apart from his family. 4. Viewed apart, his arguments were unsound. 1. We've been apart, but we'll be together soon. 2. The Allies are still apart.
Apologize. She apologized profusely to me for not answering promptly.
Apology. She made an apology to her boyfriend for hurting his feelings.
Appall. Appalled. Appalling. He was appalled at what he saw.
Appalling. 1. The drop in oil production resulted in the appalling price. 2. Your attitude is absolutely appalling.
Apparent. 1. It was apparent that they all understood. 2. Your father's recovery was only apparent. It wasn't real recovery.
Appeal. 1. The woman appealed to the government for assistance in resisting forced marriage. 2. When mother said no, my little sister would appeal to father. 3. He appealed against the conviction. 4. Abstract paintings did not appeal to him. 1. She made one last appeal to her father for permission. 2. The case is on appeal, with the judge's order temporarily suspended pending a final ruling. 3. Access to the park by ferry boats adds appeal to this excursion.
Appealing. 1. I have never managed to make housekeeping appealing to my daughter. 2. He spoke in an appealing tone.
Appetite. 1. He usually loses his appetite in summer. 2. Appetite 4. The young man has an insatiable appetite for pleasure. 3. He shows an enormous appetite for music.
Applaud. 1. The audience applauded the performers for 3 minutes. 2. The president was applauded for his strong support of the bill.
Applause. 1. The applause thundered forth. 2. His efforts were met with unanimous applause.
Appliance. Vacuum cleaners, washing machines, and refrigerators are household appliances.
Applicant. Job applicants arrived early for the interview.
Application. 1. Portugal made a formal application to join the EEC. 2. Interpreting is a job calling for the application of many skills. 3. The students have mastered applications of figurative language. 4. 5 applications a day are necessary. 5. She was more serious than most in her application to duty.
Apply. 1. He applied 2 coats of paint to the table. 2. scientific discoveries are often applied to industrial production methods. 3. Don't apply that adjective to me. 4. He applied himself to learning French. 5. You may apply in person or by letter.
Appoints. 1. They appointed his father to be postmaster. They appointed his father as postmaster. 2. He appointed room 101 as the place for the meeting.
Appointment. 1. They arranged an appointment for next week. 2. He congratulated me on my appointment as ambassador. 3. Appointments. The hotel is famous for the luxury and comfort of its appointments.
Appraise. 1. The house is appraised at $100,000 for tax purposes. 2. The recruiter appraised the ability of job applicants.
Appreciate. 1. They deeply appreciated his thoughtfulness. 2. Doctors are highly appreciated in that country. 3. Many men don't appreciate how much work it takes to cook 3 meals a day. 4. Most people can appreciate the importance of exercise for good health. 5. Their collections have greatly appreciated in value.
Appreciative. 1. He was delighted to play for an appreciative audience at the concert. 2. He was deeply appreciative of your kindness.
Apprehend. 1. Do you apprehend that there will be any difficulty? 2. At last, I apprehend his meaning. 3. These are the rights and wrongs of the case, as I apprehend them.
Apprehension. 1. I was in constant apprehension lest he should die of heart attack. 2. Quickness of apprehension is the mark of a good student.
Apprehensive. 1. Though they are apprehensive about that prospect, they have not shown it. 2. She is a kind and apprehensive friend. 3. Apprehensive of. He is apprehensive of his own folly.
Approach. 1. The monument is approached by steps. 2. Did he approach you about lending him some money? 3. He encouraged his students to approach a subject with an open mind. 1. Our approach drove away the wild animals. 2. Another member took a more cynical approach.
Appropriate. It's appropriate that she should get the post.
Approve. 1. I couldn't approve his conduct. 2. The Senate approved the bill.
Approval. 1. The father expressed approval of what the son did. 2. The plan is likely to meet with the approval of the minister.
Approximate. The approximate time is 10 o'clock. Approximate. The crowd approximated 1,000 people.
Approximation. 1. That is a close approximation to the truth. 2. 25,000 miles is an approximation of the circumference of the earth.
Apt. 1. A careless person is apt to make mistakes. 2. The words were all apt and well chosen. 3. Tony is the aptest pupil in his class.
Arbitrary. 1. His arbitrary demand was rejected. 2. First, please pick an arbitrary serial number.
Arise. Arose. Arisen. 1. He arises early in the morning. 2. A heavy mist arose and hung over the city. 3. Incompatibility may arise.
Arouse. 1. A man like Tom will be aroused. Don't worry. 2. The music aroused an intense feeling of homesickness in him. 3. The noise aroused me from sleep.
Array. 1. The troops were formed in battle array. 2. A complex array of political and economic questions will be discussed at the meeting. The soldiers were arrayed on the opposite hill.
Arrogant. It is your arrogant insistence that compelled me to do as you asked.
Articulate. 1. Articulate speech is essential for a teacher. 2. He is articulate about everything in the field of economics. 3. As a result of acupuncture therapy, some of the deaf mutes are now articulate. 1. He articulated each word carefully. 2. Suppose you articulate the specifics of your problem.
Artificial. 1. The bag is made of artificial leather. 2. He wore an artificial smile.
Ascend. The airplane ascended into the clouds.
Ascertain. I ascertained that he was dead.
Ashamed. I am ashamed of myself for being so stupid.
Ashore. We came ashore from the boat.
Aspiration. She has aspirations to become an astronaut.
Aspire. Aspire to. Aspire for. Aspire after. Broadcasters tried to abandon their native regional accents and aspired to received pronunciation.
Assault. We made an assault on the enemy fort. A passerby was assaulted by the hooligans.
Assemble. 1. The president assembled the members of parliament for a special meeting. 2. Boys like to assemble the parts into a toy.
Assembly. 1. Unlawful assembly is prohibited. 2. The assembly of the parts of the machine took several hours.
Assert. 1. He asserted his ideas loudly and clearly. 2. He is determined to assert his rights.
Assertion. He repeated his assertions that he was not guilty.
Assess. Her needs were assessed at £180 a week.
Asset. Asset. He has invested 5% of his assets in gold. 2. He is a national asset.
Assign. 1. They assigned me a small room. 2. Assign to. I was assigned to the project. 3. The manager assigned a day for the meeting.
Assignment. 1. What are today's assignments? 2. He was informed of his assignment as vice president of the school.
Assimilate. 1. He is quick to assimilate new ideas. 2. The few English people who are in the region have been assimilated into French culture.
Assimilation. 1. Technological advancement depends on the rapid assimilation of new ideas. 2. The D in grandpa has been lost by assimilation to P.
Associate. We naturally associate the name of Darwin with the doctrine of evolution. Associate. 1. He was my close associate at school. 2. Bloodshed is associate to war. Susan is an associate of a magazine.
Association. 1. The meeting was attended by representatives from the Modern Language Association of America. 2. Religion had an intimate association with alchemy during the Middle Ages. 3. Her hometown has happy associations for her. 4. Their close association goes back to the war years.
Assume. 1. I assume that you have heard the news. 2. I made a mistake and I will assume responsibility. 3. The situation assumed a threatening character. 4. She assumed an injured air.
Assuming. He is too assuming in his attitude about the energy supply.
Assumption. 1. You're making an assumption which might not be true. 2. His air of assumption made him disliked. 3. He talked with an assumption of ease.
Assurance. 1. He gave me his assurance that he would help. 2. We have assurances that we will win the game.
Assure. 1. He assured me that the doctor would have nothing new to advise. 2. The dentist's confident manner assured me that I was in safe hands. 3. He was assured a well-paying job upon graduation.
Astonish. I was astonished at his sudden appearance.
Attach. 1. I attach a wire to the radio. 2. Please see the list attached to the document. 3. He was strongly attached to his home. 4. Different people attach different meanings to words. 5. No suspicions can be attached to the accountant.
Attain. 1. The country attained its independence in 1961. 2. He has attained the age of 90.
Attend. 1. The meeting was well attended. 2. The nurse attended the patient daily. 3. Success attended his effort.
Attendance. 1. Our class has perfect attendance today. 2. There were 10 fire engines in attendance at the blaze.
Attentive. 1. He is very attentive to what he is doing. 2. She was always attentive to his needs.
Attribute. 1. Attribute to. He attributed his success to hard work. 2. He attributes this pottery to the Bronze Age.
Auction. He went to an auction of old furniture. The painting was auctioned for $110,000.
Audit. 1. Independent accountants audit the company annually. 2. On her lunch hour, she audited classes.
Augment. 1. The impact of the report was augmented by its timing. 2. He augmented his scholarship by working nights.
Oral. 1. He is an oral surgeon. 2. They went to a musical with plenty of visual and oral appeal.
Authentic. 1. This book gave an authentic account of that awful war. 2. Is that an authentic painting by Picasso?
Authenticate. 1. He finally authenticated the story. 2. The painting has been authenticated as an original. 3. Engagement and marriage notices must be authenticated by the signature of both parties.
Authenticity. That is a good story with the added merit of complete authenticity.
Authority. 1. A policeman has the authority to arrest lawbreakers. 2. This is the idea of higher authority. 3. Authorities. The U.S. and Colombian authorities tried to reach an agreement. 4. He is an authority on preventative medicine. 5. The officer had lost authority with his men.
Authorize. 1. She was authorized to act for her husband. 2. I would on no account authorize in my child the smallest degree of arrogance.
Autonomy. 1. They demanded regional autonomy. 2. The autonomy of every individual should be respected.
Auxiliary. 1. I need an auxiliary nurse. 2. It's an auxiliary branch of the state university. 3. When there is a power shortage, they count on the auxiliary.